With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. In a rare statewide address, Governor Jared Polis said he is extending Colorado's stay-at-home order to slow the spread of coronavirus. Scott Franz has more.
Speaking from the governor's mansion, Polis said he will lift the restrictions sooner than April 26th if he feels it's safe. He called COVID-19 one of the most dire threats Coloradans have ever faced in their lives. But he said social distancing efforts are slowing the spread of the virus, which has killed at least 150 residents.
The better job we do of staying in, the sooner we'll be able to go back out. I know this isn't easy. But if we all do our part, we can beat this virus and get back to living our lives.
Polis warned the stay-at-home order could be extended again if people don't follow it and the death toll continues to rise. He spoke shortly after the number of people hospitalized by the virus neared 1,000. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
Aspen Valley Hospital has been transferring its most critical COVID-19 patients to hospitals at lower altitude. Alex Hager reports, treatment can be easier outside of Aspen's thin air.
Living at 8,000 feet means each breath contains less oxygen. That puts stress on the heart and lungs, especially for people who recently arrived from closer to sea level. Patients who require a ventilator are being sent to Denver and Grand Junction, about 3,000 to 4,000 feet lower. Bradley Holmes is a hospitalist at Aspen Valley. He says those transfers can especially help patients who are starting to recover.
It's going to be a lot easier to get them off the ventilator to when that tube comes out and we're not giving them the same oxygen support, that they will do better down at a lower elevation.
In a community meeting last week, the hospital said it had sent 2 patients to lower altitudes since the start of the outbreak. I'm Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
Today is election day for Basalt voters. 3 candidates are up for mayor, and 6 candidates are vying for 3 open seats on town council. With the extra precautions taken due to the coronavirus and hand-counting mayoral ballots, town officials say results are expected late tonight or tomorrow. Ballots must be dropped off by 7 p.m. tonight. Public health leaders voted Sunday that the state should prepare to suspend normal hospital decision-making as COVID-19 cases rise. They approved what are called crisis standards of care. They guide how to treat patients when resources like personal protective gear and masks get scarce. Anuj Mehta is a critical care doctor. He says the guidance also provides legal protection in unprecedented time.
Given that we're reusing so much, I think we're exposing ourselves to a lot of liability, and we'll do whatever we have to do for our patients. We just want to know that in 6 months we have the liability protections for the care that we're providing.
A point system would consider factors such as a likelihood of survival and whether a patient is a first responder, a sole caregiver, or a child. The protocols would still need the governor's approval to go into effect. I'm Molly Dove.